The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Dr. Jerry Sanders, superintendent, and the director of Ready Schools, Jamie Miller. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Jerry, Jamie, I welcome you both to Super Chat. Jerry, let me turn to you. As you well know, robotics is a leading-edge area of student learning today and quite popular, I would add, as I speak to schools all over. So it's my understanding that you recently had the experience of being a judge in your robotics competition, and I sense from the conversation that you and I had before the show that you had a wonderful learning experience yourself, resulting from conversations you had with students. I think it would be interesting for our listeners if I could have you share your insights resulting from these conversations you had with students in this competition. What can you tell us?
Last Saturday, we hosted a robotics competition at Edgewood Junior High School. It involved elementary and junior high students, and I was given the opportunity being a judge for the robotics competition. Now, the role of the judge is to go around when the teams are not competing and talk to them about their robot, talk to them about how they work together to develop the robot, how they might have changed the robot depending on performance, how they organize themselves, the different roles. So I was one of many judges who were able to go around and talk to the students. And as the day went on, it was just one of the best experiences that I've ever had, talking to these young people. And first of all, realizing how smart they are and just knowing that what they're practicing with robotics, that one day that's going to help them to be successful in life. I just imagined as I was talking to them one day that these students would be sitting at a conference table for some company and talking about their product and what do they need to do with their product to make it better and what are the strengths of their product and how can they problem solve the issues they're having. So it was just phenomenal, the vocabulary that they use and how well they are able to express themselves in describing their robot, what they want to do, is just amazing.
I have to say, having connections with people in industries robotics has already found its useful place as a technology. And my guess is that familiarity with robotics will become critical knowledge, almost required knowledge, in the jobs and careers of the future with these students. So this is all excellent. I'm so glad to hear you had these conversations because it fills you in. It's great feedback for you to see that what you're doing is working.
Yes, absolutely.
And that reinforcement is always positive as an educator, right?
Oh, especially for someone in my role, I could literally spend 24/7 in my office. The opportunity to get out and talk to young people and experience their successes and what they're learning, it's just a fun part of the job. A little bit added conversation here, Gary, beyond robotics. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to hear some of our high school students who were involved in an internship program this year give presentations on their experience. Once again, getting out of my office to be able to go into the classroom to hear these students talk, and they do such a great job, their presentations, and it just made me feel glad to be part of the RBB School Corporation.
And it reconnects you with your true purpose as to why you're there. So, yeah, this is wonderful. So, Jamie, let me turn to the subject of your student-run business. Can you provide our listeners an update on the very latest related to the in-house coffee shop?
Yeah, so I'm proud and excited to say that we are fully operational after a longer journey than I care to admit through every hoop and barrier we could have faced. There are days that go by now that I forget that the coffee shop's there in all the best ways, because the kids are starting to function on their own and operate early in the mornings. We hope that within the second semester, we'll be able to expand into the lunch hours, but just a little contingent on their availability and confidence and consistency. But in the mornings, from about anywhere from 7:30 to 8:15, depending on the day, we have students coming into the coffee shop kitchen, getting everything up and ready to go, from sinks and sanitizer to the espresso machine itself. I will say smoothies have been exponentially more popular than we anticipated, so we haven't conditioned an entire generation of coffee drinkers just yet. The smoothies are just as popular, but I just can't say enough about the students. They are doing this because they want the experience. They're not being compensated in any monetary way yet. They really are just excited to have the experience and be a part of the coffee shop. It's a culture booster. The mornings that the coffee shop is open, there's a buzz. This week during final exams, we had staff asking why it wasn't open. They were depending on it being open now to give their Secret Santa a gift that morning or to take a cup of coffee to someone as a thank you. So we've opened the kitchen informally a few times during final exams because it's just starting to be part of how we do mornings at Edgewood. So I'm excited that we are functioning and operating as an independent business, and the kids are gaining that real world experience, but it'll only be growth from here, I hope.
Wow, listening to you makes me want to kick back and have a cup. I'm telling you.
There was live music this week, even last week, I guess. Now you'll have to come in and check it out sometime.
Oh my, that's wonderful. Well, let me shift gears on you. Can you report on your graduate profile? And I think it would be good for our listeners to hear what you have to say on that.
Yeah, so our graduate profile is really just an at-a-glance look at the person, the holistic child, student, budding human, and adult, employee, all of those roles in one at-a-glance look. So we have toiled over the language of that profile because we want it to be as comprehensive as possible. We're not just preparing students to enter the workforce, but we're preparing them to enter the world, right, as competent, employable adults, but also just good humans. So the last work we've done, we convened our district-wide teams again, an elementary team representing grades K through 5, and then a secondary team representing grades 6 through 12. We brought those teacher representatives and leaders back together this fall to take the next step in developing that profile and integrating it into how we do business from day to day. So those traits and skill sets now are starting to look more actionable because we're starting to define how you can identify those traits and then how you can practice them day to day, everywhere from a kindergarten classroom up through a high school classroom. And then the next step will be looking at how do we measure progress toward mastering those skills. We say that they're never mastered, but how can we measure growth and progress toward those? And then, of course, evidence it in some sort of portfolio that would mirror, you know, what kids are going to be asked to do eventually in the real world.
Right. How is your internship program doing? I mean, what's happening in that space?
As a post-COVID initiative, we've kind of resuscitated the program this year, right? It was really difficult to get kids out into workplaces during the pandemic. So this is the first year that we really have a good base of students again that we're able to confidently put out into intentional placements. Each of those placements, we spent several days, if not weeks, at the beginning of the year handpicking those employers and those mentors so that the place of employment our kids are going to doesn't just relate to their career goals, but that there's also a reliable mentor there, someone who has been with the business long enough and can support those kids in really establishing goals and then working toward those goals. So I explained to the kids that this is an extra opportunity. They can learn in the classroom, but to be able to work and learn simultaneously, they really have to go above and beyond. They're being held to higher expectations. So they have set times each day that they leave school to go to their internship, and then they report back to me daily and weekly, different measures of how they're working toward their goal. And then the presentations that Dr. Sanders joined us to hear starting yesterday were their opportunity to share out a portfolio in the form of a Google site. So we worked through how to create a resume, how to revisit their goals, measure those goals, reflect on those goals and whether or not they achieved those. And then ultimately, if this placement has positively informed what they want to do when they leave us after graduation. So they will finish their presentations today. Most of them will stay in the same placement for second semester. Some are shifting based on their experience this semester and their evolving career goals. So we try to be as nimble as we can to support them just to make sure that those experiences are authentic.
Yeah, excellent. You know, there's one other thing I did want to ask you. If you could bring us up to speed, your stakeholders, I'm sure, would appreciate it. And I'm thinking specifically the All Things Ready schools. What can you tell listeners? Where do things stand there?
We are so fortunate to even be implementing a Ready Schools grant and initiative because we really live in this ecosystem of supportive employers, chambers of commerce. All of our stakeholders are willing to meet us at the table and let it really be a dynamic living document and process in how we're developing employability skills in our students. So each semester, our affiliated initiatives that sort of fall under the umbrella of Ready Schools just continue to evolve. So what Ready Schools means to us is really just preparedness for whatever our students plan to do after Edgewood. So whether that's workforce goals or life goals, again, I tell the kids, we don't want to make the plan for them. We don't care what their plan is, as long as they have a viable plan that is informed and intentional and something that they can feel passionate about pursuing. So Ready Schools is it everything we've talked about, right? Everything from robotics to internships to also supporting our teachers. So we're getting back to some of the basics that we haven't been able to revisit since before the pandemic, like our foundation in project-based learning. So if that's equipping an English teacher with training and tools to implement project-based learning, that's just as critical under that umbrella of Ready Schools as internships and robotics.
My, I must say, these conversations are informative, and I do think very beneficial for parents, staff, and the RBB community of listeners at large. Jerry, Jamie, good job today, and I want to thank you both for joining me here once again on Super Chat.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of theflypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.